Hey, thanks for checking out the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Simon met with Woody the Record Keeper to try and learn more about Kashtar, who turns out to be a long-forgotten god of life. The next morning, the bear that had attacked Thorndale had mysteriously disappeared, as well as a few townsfolk. After briefly investigating the scene, Jeff followed a shady-looking cockroach and ran into a bit more trouble than he had anticipated. Jeff, you act first. Your companions have joined you.
Upon the field of battle, Jeffrey accepts no need for allies, nor has he ever found them.
Considering found... Simon got you through a lot of that.
We just beat a bear together, but yep. Okay.
Jeffrey has neither seen nor heard the value of other people above his own at any point in his life. As such, in the pursuit of his own vainglorious personal legend, the only thing about himself that he truly values, Jeffrey bounds somersaultingly into the midst of the foe and has at them, attacking the already damaged brown fox with his cutlass for a 4 off of, I would assume, a spade.
Yep.
So 8, 10... And I'm going to take swashbuckling on it for 13. It's not great, but it's possible.
13 gets a 16 to dodge out of the way. And in doing so, swipes at you and gives you a sweet scar on your eyebrow. And now it is the orange one who is going to just scowl at the newcomers. Same thing that has been said to Jeff already, which is that wither is on its way. The soldiers of Kashtar will die. And tries to swipe at Dr. Carol Young for a 13.
I'm going to try and parry with my large stapler. I got a 8 of diamonds, so the suit's not going to help me. So that'll be a 12, and then a +1 for my stapler. And now, would you say that doing this would be a bit of a gamble on my part?
You haven't added any skills.
Dr. Carol's got a gambling problem.
I would say no. You didn't make a choice. This is a reaction.
That's fair. I respect that call. So 13.
13. Okay, so it's a tie. So it swipes at you, but you manage to just flick its attack away with your giant stapler walking stick.
Yeah.
And now it is Simon.
Cool. So, Simon wants to say, sick of your wither warnings, here comes the lightning! And so, yes, I know I'm really cheesy, I'm okay with it.
Podcast is cancelled.
Wants to flick out wings and try and sort of fly past and wing blade the already damaged one, because, you know, like pick on the one and try and take it out. Ooh, it looks good. It's a king of diamonds. It's not gonna help me heaps, but yeah, it's good. Yep. It's good.
Tell me your total score.
Cool. So 13 plus 4 plus 2 plus 2. So what is that? Like 21?
13, 4, 17, 2, 2, 21, yeah.
Yeah, 21.
That's a total of 21 on your wing blade attack.
Yep.
So that's on the brown fox, who's going to see you coming and try and dodge out the way. With a 11 plus 6 is 17, but also gets a negative because it's trying to use agility and it got a club. So nice. It's going to dodge out the way and take 4 damage from your wing blades.
Nice.
And also, it's going to get a -2 to its next turn.
Sweet. Simon feels very happy with himself and his pun.
Because yeah, you injured it quite badly, and it growls in pain.
Plus two to puns would have been very powerful. Imagine
how
that.
How did I miss it? How did
stacking I miss stacking all of your power, like a plus seven pun would have been insane.
And now it's Carol's turn.
Alright. Carol resists the immediate instinct to try and talk it out with them. I think after you know, she almost got mauled by a bear for trying to talk to it last time. She's gonna see that this is not gonna be the right avenue for this particular encounter. So, it's going to yell out, Jeffrey, no man is an island, get out of the way! And I have a second bomb, because I have a pair of explosives, and I'm gonna light it and throw it to try and get both of the other foxes that are currently in this little melee.
Okay, so you're going for the orange and the red.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So the way
that this my mouse friend gets out of the way in time.
Yeah. So the way that it works when you're attacking multiple foes is you take a minus one for each additional beyond the first. So you're taking a minus one in total.
I'll happily take.
And you're defending against their best, so they both flip, and the best is the result.
Okay. Now. So, Brent, if I could do a quick little thing. So, I would say, if anybody could just light and throw a bomb, it would take a certain amount of maybe intelligence and planning to throw a bomb and get it to land correctly.
Yeah, I mean, so there's some math involved, yeah, right? And the curvature of it. Yeah.
So this would be a diamond flip, right?
You know what, Robert? It definitely would.
Cool. Alright, I don't know. Listen, it's a difference of one, but it felt like a very important point to make. Bang. Oh! That's a nine of diamonds!
Yay!
Okay, so, that's a nine of diamonds, plus five, so that's 14. Plus three for the bombs, that's 17. I have a plus one to bombing, which is 18. And then I would say this is also a gamble.
This is definitely a gamble. A bomb in close quarters.
Yeah. So, I lost track, but,
that's a 19.
20? 20.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so the other
minus
thing...
Minus one, so 19.
Yeah, so the thing I forgot to, do again with the bear, when the bear tried to attack both Simon and Jeff at the same time, but I won't forget this time, is that when you're attacking multiple foes, yes, it's the highest of their defenses that counts, and if they win, you get back damage from both of them.
Oh.
So if somehow they beat you by three, you get six damage.
Oh.
So you throw this bomb in a very calculated manner between the orange and red foxes.
Yeah.
And okay, the first defense is a 12.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
And the second is a 7. So, yeah, so the
so
12...
seven to each of them? Is that how that works? So
yeah,
I got 19?
Yes, the difference between 19 and 12 is 7. They both take 7 damage.
Yes!
So this bomb explodes, and with your beneficial effect, I'll just give you a... you get a plus 2 to your next action, your next round.
Sick.
And now the red one, which is one of the ones that just got blown up, is going to grit its teeth and just repeat the same thing as before. Wither is on its way. Soldiers of Kashtar will die. And then it's going to take like a very wild charge directly at Carol and try and bare its teeth for a bite, for a brute force bite with a 16.
Okay. Well, it's a king. So 14, or no, sorry, 17, because it's a 13, plus four for spades to dodge out.
Yep, so you managed to get out the way and injure it by one in the process, and then the brown one, which is not looking good at all, is definitely very worse for wear, bleeding all over the dirt ground, tries to repeat the same phrase that keeps getting said, but is sort of like coughing and spluttering. And it's going to try and scratch at Jeffrey and make a very feeble... Oh, actually not a feeble attempt. That's a 19 minus 2. That's a 17 on its last legs to make a big swipe at Jeffrey.
Okie dokie. We're looking at a not very good. Here's the thing about that, you see, is using my spade agility again, that makes it up to a 7, a 9 for my shield, and if I completely just turtle up, then I'm looking at 11 with my plus for my coat.
You can only add one item, shield or coat.
It's the shield then, and taking it in such a fashion, I will say, is very macho.
Okay, what's your total?
1. So 7, 8, 9, 10.
10, okay. Still manages to bite a big chunk out of you for 7 damage.
It's not good, guys.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And like, clamps its teeth down on you and like shakes you a little bit and then lets go. And we're back and we're on to the next round of initiative. So everyone flip.
Bang. Ooh, 10.
Bang.
Of hearts.
6.
5 of hearts. Not as good.
6.
Okay, 10, 6, 5. And against all odds, all 3 of them just flipped a 2.
Nice.
Wow.
So it's Carol, Jeff, Simon, Foxes.
Okay, well, I will just try and kind of bash the one that's right next to me back with my stapler, I guess, because seems like not the appropriate time for a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
So, bang. That's... Oh, it's actually good, because that's... Oh, wait, no. That's a bad... So, that's 10... in the wrong suit.
For your
good bed.
Oh,
for the stapler.
Bash it with the stapler.
Right.
Okay.
Because bash would be strength.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, plus 2, so 12.
Okay, total of 12. Okay, to try and defend against that, it flips a total of 9.
Please tell me the stapler jams because the staples get caught in it, because that's what happens with staplers all the time.
Yeah,
I like it. Cool. So that's actually enough to take the red fox off the board.
Yay! No more red fox.
We're back.
With the with your stapler maneuver. So tell me how that happens.
I mean, Carol is just like swinging it wildly, like not in a like a very skilled manner, and just manages to whack it upside the head and it falls down unconscious.
Nice. So it just, yeah, its body just its unconscious form just flops to the ground.
Carol looks surprised by this, like, oh,
I did that.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Going after the... So we're down the red fox?
The red fox is down, orange has been attacked, and the brown one just bit you, and it's severely injured.
Responding to the feral blow leveraged against him, Jeffrey, dripping blood, and stoic for once in his comportment, striketh back with cutlass and vigor. All right, guys. I'll tell you something about that. See that? That's mother flippin' king, team. Yeah. Plus 2 cutlass, so 15. And pretty swashbuckly. Oh, and I would argue Moxie. Coming back from this sort of attack.
Just spade score as well.
Plus 4 as well, so 13, 17, 19, 23.
Wow. Okay, so the...
You know, like, the end of the movie, when the... Obviously, we'll refer to the best movie ever made for that sort of archetype. At the end of Pacific Rim,
You know, this is family friendly.
You've seen... No, Pacific Rim is family friendly. It's the best film ever made.
Okay.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Have you heard their accents? When the hero summons the courage to overcome, you know, a mortal wound and strikes back against the great evil. This you see from Jeffrey Moncler. He is, however, a complete tool about it. and you can see that he does flex his bicep a bit and have a quick look before doing this.
Okay.
So we're talking Simba versus, what is his name?
Scar.
Simba does not fight Mufasa. Which movie are you watching?
Simba with some extremely imperialist views and some very problematic anticipations of his place in the world. Had he earned that place?
Family friendly. I really feel like you're struggling with this concept.
Everything the light touches, he owns. What I think you're setting your son up for here is privilege and an inflated sense of self.
Speaking of inflated sense of self, how's that attack go?
Against the orange one, it tries to... it's quite surprised, and it tries to take the brunt of the attack head-on. But it only gets a total of 12. So your difference is easily enough to dispatch the orange fox.
Jeffrey sends a crushing blow into the orange fox, leaving it in a crumpled pile of orange fur. That was PG.
Nice. Okay. Liked it.
And now it's Simon, and all that's left on the field is...
Funnily
the,
enough, PG is actually the initials of Potacon Go. The network that we're on.
The brown fox is all that's left on the field, and it is very worse for wear.
Yeah, so I'm swinging back around, right? Because, like, I flew off through them.
Yep.
And so now I'm kind of... What I want to do is I sort of want to, like, dive bomb, like, again, but, like, spinning so I get both of my wing blades kind of going as I fly past in sort of a nice barrel roll dive. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, it's just so I can use my aerobatics as well.
Yep, aerobatics, wing blades, and spade.
Yeah. It's not great. It's not great. I just want to... It's...
Oh, dear.
Okay, it's probably the clubs. Probably it's, near the worst I could have got.
Not technically the worst you could have gotten.
Yeah, but it's pretty bad. So, okay, so we've got 2 + 4 + 1, so that's 7 plus wing blades, which is another 2. So that's 9 plus fly, which is 11. 11 total. That's it. It's very abysmal.
Cool. It's going to try and dodge out the way, obviously.
Fit.
And of course, it gets a 2 plus its bonus of 6 gives it only an 8. So you actually still come out on top.
Yay! But I get a negative flavor. What happens to me?
You do enough damage to dispatch this brown fox, but
yes!
Because your barrel roll was very spinny, you just plow straight into the ground and you yourself take damage as well.
Cool. How much? Rip, this will be my first damage, by the way, that Simon did too.
You have found all the twos in your deck, Brad, so congrats on that.
I've been shuffling as I play. It's an infinite
deck. Oh!
So I don't.
But
how much damage did I take?
Just one.
Cool.
Yeah. After all this, it seems like things are becoming less and less safe, and I feel bad about leaving Prickleton. It's my home, and my family is there, and so many people are there. I'm gonna see if people here, some of them might want to come and relocate, and I think we might start building up defenses and protections, because this seems to be like it's going to get worse before it gets better, and this seems bad. Please give if you find anything about Professor Ferator, please let me know. But I can't leave my town again.
But we've gotten so close on this journey together. It's just you encouraged me to talk about my feelings, and now I'm just overwhelmed by them.
I take Simon in. Listen, you're in a time of a large time of transition.
And it might be because I just took my first damage and I did it to myself. I've flown into a tree and then the ground. Now I'm losing you.
Just think about it like this. Everything in life is a transition, right? You can't stop them from happening. What you can do is how you react. You can either try and resist or you can go with and become a better animal because of them, all right? And that's what you got to do.
All right. Okay, and it's not like you're a real doctor anyway.
I am. I can show you my degree when you come visit me again. But that's okay.
Jeffrey puts his tiny arm around Carol's lower back.
Yeah, it would be, because I'm a whole otter.
You're a whole otter.
Whole lot of otter.
Fairly well, fair face. None shall replace thee, though many shall try, I'm sure. None shall wield the staple with quite the vim and vigoir that thou hast. And remember always, I'm the best! Ha ha! And somersaults away.
And that's the end of the episode. More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
Hello, my sweetlings. I feel it may be past due that I introduce myself. My name is Kashtar, and I am the god of life, birth, growth, and so many other wonderful things. I used to preside over this realm. I used to preside over many realms. But my connection to all of them, including yours, was weakened a long, long time ago, when a relic containing the gateway to my domain was splintered by a powerful sorcerer who sought to destroy it. As often happens during a long, lonely absence, you've forgotten me. This whole realm has forgotten me. In recent times, a dark and dangerous force has oozed its way into your midst. It has already begun influencing you, changing you, corrupting you, corrupting everything, poisoning everything. The Greatwood has diminished severely, giving way to the Blightwood and the Desert of Seeds. The Flying Guardians have turned on the innocents whom they have defended for time immemorial. Denizens of the realm are turning on their kin. The city of Bilg in the great shadow of Mount Darkleaf is teeming with hatred and greed. The sprites of the Northeast have gone silent. I do not know what has happened to them, but I can no longer feel them in the life stream, and it concerns me greatly. The worst part of all this is I'm powerless to help. In my weakened state, I can do nothing but observe and pull what few strings I have left. For this, I am so very, very sorry. But there is still hope. One minuscule hope. A small piece, just a speck, of the splintered relic has somehow made its way into the realm as well. I used my final reserves to send a message to a life demon in the material realm, the world known as Isen. That message was to find worthy heroes from Isen and send them to us. They must find the speck and use it to thwart the corruption before it's too late. The fate of the realm is on their shoulders. Thank you.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a proud member of the Podicon Go network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone.
Boring commutes are plaguing our world, but not anymore. Two sisters, Bhavni and Tirunji, have taken it upon themselves to combat this problem with the Drive With Us podcast. Join them every Thursday as they test each other's knowledge.
So you thought you were done with school, but you're not. You're still getting graded. And guess what? We suck.
Discover revelations.
Touché, isn't it?
Like, yeah, what does it mean?
A shatoosh.
So you know how shahs are the kings? They have a shatoosh. A royal touche.
And just plain weirdness.
Bop It is like that one Indian game that we used to play where you would all sit in a circle. No, one person would sit in a circle.
Wait. How can one person sit in a circle?
So what are you waiting for? Go to drivewithuspodcast.com. to get your free weekly dose of anti-boredom and help us save the commutes of the world. Drive With Us Podcast. Learn a little, laugh a lot.